don't know if you heard about this, but it involves a very famous fast food restaurant. I don't know. Maybe it's a an opportunity for a meal idea for you soon. These menu hacks actually don't start until Monday. That's when they actually are going to start being made available. But I wanted to give you the heads up because the announcements were coming yesterday. I don't know. Well, it can't Dave, help you today. We were talking about Dave Mahler celebrating his birthday today. And I don't know if you had any special meal plans. Again, this isn't available until Monday, but maybe a future meal plan for you that that you might enjoy.
Okay. Well, yeah. we'll wait and see what you have in mind before we say yes or no.
Yeah, it's not what I have in mind. It's what McDonald's has in mind.
Okay.
Yes. McDonald's, it says, is adding 4 fan-inspired food hacks.
Food hacks.
Yes, to his menu. Apparently, this is something popular that gets tossed around on social media, people taking menu items and combining them.
Oh, okay.
In fact, McDonald's says that the hacks are being worked with some popular TikTok food influencers. Now, how'd you like that for your job? I'm sorry, what do you do? I'm a TikTok food influencer.
Yeah.
That's your job in the 2000s, you know? And there'll be some TV commercials and such, but premiering nationwide on Monday, January 31st, these food hacks, which you'll order by name, it says from McDonald's, there'll be a limited time that this takes place, and it says participating restaurants, I guess as most of them are going to be participating, or get it on the McDonald's app, of course.
Oh, the app, of course, yes.
What you get, though, is when you order the hacks, you will get the ingredients for the hacks, and then you have to assemble the hack yourself, which McDonald's says is half the fun.
Uh-huh.
So here are the food hacks, which, okay, by the way, we have a link up on our Morning Team's show page, and the link takes you to the McDonald's site, and they actually outline all of the hacks. One of them is the hash brown McMuffin, only available during menu breakfast hours. And you take your sausage McMuffin with egg, and you top it off with a hash brown.
So you put it right down the
sandwich.
Right
on top. Exactly right. The crunchy double. This is a double cheeseburger, and you top it with chicken McNuggets, adding the tangy barbecue sauce that you dip your nuggets in. You add on top of the McNuggets were already on top of the double cheeseburger.
Now that's going to get pretty thick, isn't it?
You think
it's
that
be stacked?
You think that's stacked? What do you hear there?
Okay.
The surf and turf. It is a double cheeseburger and filet of fish.
Oh no! surf and turf,
At McDonald's.
Yes, yes. That's that's where you want to go for your surf and turf. And finally, and here's a picture of it too. It's the land, air, and sea.
Oh, my goodness.
You take a Big Mac, add a McChicken patty, and a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, my goodness.
Land, air, and sea. Oh.
And you get your land, air, and sea.
I can't imagine anyone having a mouth big enough to get around that.
Anybody want that?
I know a few.
Hey, I'll tell you. Sorry, McDonald's, but Wendy's had you by years. They've been mixing chili with fresh salad for years. Taco salad.
Well, that's not so bad when the way if you call it taco salad.
Yeah.
What's really cool is you see all the at the bottom here they show you all the menu items. This is what you get, and you can see if I can make this scroll here. I lost my mouse. There we go. And you just click there, and it scrolls and shows you all the different menu items, so the patties and all the sauces. And again, you assemble it yourself. That's half the fun.
Yeah, but is it half the price?
It says here, according to this story I'm seeing, that prices will vary by location.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're interested, by the way,
oh, my goodness.
If you were to consume a land, air, and sea.
Okay.
1,330 calories,
woo.
124 grams of carbohydrates, 69 grams of total fat, 19 grams of sugar.
Eat that. You don't have to eat the rest of the day.
Probably not. So there you, like I said, I don't know if it's an idea. I mean, it can't be a birthday meal for you today, but maybe you say, hey, let's celebrate my birthday next week, and we'll go and get one of these hacks.
If I'm lucky, I'll see the filet. Without the bun.
Well, there's lettuce on there, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I get that.
Can I? That just seems like something a five-year-old does. Why don't we put the fish and the hash brown and the
mash it all together.
Why don't we just try all that too? See what happens.
Well, you know, it doesn't say what ages these food influencers are.
Right, there you go.
There are some youngsters who are gaining fame doing things on social media. Perhaps, perhaps we have some youngsters involved here. I don't know. But so January 31st, starting Monday, if you're interested, you can get a McDonald's menu. Heck.
The Leaning Tower of Fat.
Hey, now, if that doesn't entice you, how about dessert?
Oh, all right. No, they don't hack up the dessert, do
no,
they?
No, this is actually something that's a little bit more conventional, I guess. Maybe Michigan's Hudsonville Ice Cream Company.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, based over in the Grand Rapids area, has actually announced its new partnership with Little Debbie. You know, Little Debbie that makes all the little snack cakes and things like that?
Yeah.
They have announced that they're going to create some new ice cream flavors.
Well, cake and ice cream seems to fit together.
Yeah, and this is going to be available at Walmart stores nationwide starting February 1st. So maybe you could have a little meal from McDonald's and a little dessert from Hudsonville Ice Cream.
Now, that would be well-rounded.
Exactly what I'm thinking about when it's 10 degrees out, but yeah, go on. Yes.
You can get your oatmeal cream pie ice cream. It's vanilla ice cream with soft oatmeal cookie pieces. Your cosmic brownies ice cream. This is the brownie batter ice cream filled with mini rainbow chips and brownie pieces.
It's Little Debbie.
This is all Little Debbie products in the ice cream. Exactly right. Oh, okay. The zebra cakes. You get the white cake ice cream with yellow cake pieces and milk chocolate fudge swirled in. How about your honey bun ice cream? It's honey bun flavored ice cream with glazed honey bun pieces and a sweet cinnamon swirl.
Different.
Strawberry shortcake rolls, white ice cream with yellow cake pieces and a tart strawberry swirl. Swiss rolls is a chocolatey cake ice cream with chocolate cake pieces. That wasn't hard to figure out. And the Nutty Bars, those famous Little Debbie Nutty Bars. Peanut butter ice cream swirl with chocolate waffle cone pieces and a thick fudge swirl.
Again, it just seems like something that people say, hey, I'm going to get some ice cream, and then let's just throw some of the Nutty Bars in. Just sounds like somebody.
I was just thinking of Pat's earlier comment. That five-year-old really gets around.
Yeah. Thank you. It does. It just seems like something a kid does. Hey, why don't we put that banana with chocolate ice cream? I don't know. Something like that.
Why not? Give it a try.
Yeah.
Well, if you're interested, there you go. January 31st for McDonald's, February 1st for the Little Debbie Hudsonville ice cream. We have got your meals planned for you.
Yeah.
There's definite taste testing possibilities here on the Morning Team show.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe not all of us.